brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
Let's read the Bible together.
我们一起来念圣经。
It's Matthew 25 verses 1 through 13.
马太福音二十五章一到十三节。
We're going to read it together, Chinese and English together.
中英文一起念。
Okay, let's go. At the time of the kingdom of heaven, we'll be like 10 virgins with lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them, foolish, the foolish one took their lamp and did not get any oil. The wise one, however, took the jar along with the lamp. The bridegroom.
At midnight, the bridegroom.那些童女就都起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说：“请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。”聪明的回答说：“恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己得那去买吧。”他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门吧。”他却回答说：我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰你们不知道。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
天父，我们为今天感谢你。
May the Holy Spirit with us today.
求你让圣灵与我们同在。
Teach us your word.
教导我们的信息。
May your name be glorified today.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Have you ever been deceived by someone in the past?
你有没有曾经被人家欺骗过呢？
It's like someone lied to you.
就好像有的人睁着眼跟你说谎。
You thought he was telling the truth.
你还以为他讲的是真的。
Have you ever deceived by yourself?
有没有被你自己欺骗过呢？
That is deceived by your own ego or pride.
被你自己所谓的自大跟骄傲所欺骗。
The Bible says in 1 John 1:8.
圣经在约翰一书
一章八节。
一章八节。
If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理就不在我们心里了。
The Bible has many passages that warn the readers about self-deception.
我们圣经里有很多经句就警告我们说不要被自己所欺骗。
It must be a real problem in our lives.
所以可见呢，对我们来说是一个很大的问题。
If someone deceived you and sold you a diamond ring,
如果有人骗你把一个假的钻石卖给你，
all you lose is the value of the diamond ring.
你所损失的也不过就是那几千块买钻石的钱。
Could be thousands of dollars.
千块。
Many years ago, I heard a pastor preaching on the radio.
很多年以前，我听过一个牧师在收音机里面讲道。
He said when he visited a former church pianist in a hospital.
他说有一天他去在这个医院里面探访一个摩门教里面弹琴的一个女士。
是教会里面，不是摩门教。
摩门教 ，sorry,
yeah,
okay.
Knowing that she was seriously ill,
呀，知道这个女的病得非常的严重了，病得很厉害。
The pastor asked the lady if she had the assurance to go to heaven when she died.
所以牧师问她说：“你有到天上天堂的确据吗？”
She hesitated.
她就好像有点犹疑。
She goes, "Since I have been serving in church and has a pianist for more than 30 years, I think I'm okay."
他说我已经多年在教会服侍，而且我给教会弹琴有三十年之久，我想我大概还行吧。
Why did the former church pianist thinking by serving in the church as a pianist for more than 30 years she would earn a ticket to heaven?
为什么一个人认为就是他在教会弹了三十年琴就可以到天堂呢？
Let's look at today's passage.
我们看一下今天的信息。
Today's sermon's title is Therefore, keep watch.
今天的话就是，所以你们要警醒。
In Matthew 25:1 through 13,
在 约翰福音二十五一到十三节里面。
马太福音。
Sorry, 马太福音。I heard Matthew, but I say what? What did you say?
Also known as the parables of the ten virgins.
又是所谓的十个童女的比喻。
We see ten virgins, but only five were admitted to the kingdom of heaven.
有十个童女，但是只有五个被进到能够进入天国。
What are the biblical principles that we can learn from this passage?
我在这里我们可以学到一些什么圣经的教训呢？
Before we go deeper into the parables, let's look at the context of the passage.
在我们这个深入研讨之前，我们先看一下这边经文。
In Matthew chapter 25 and 24 and 25, while Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives.
所以在二十四章跟二十五节讲到耶稣坐在这个橄榄山上。
He began teaching the disciples about the end times.
他开始教门徒有关于末世的事情。
These two chapters are commonly called the Olivet Discourse.
所以这两章被人所共认为是所谓的橄榄山的讲论。
Here's a chart.
这有个图表。
Let's look at the chart.
看一下这个图表。
From the left side is chapter 24.
左边是二十四章。
I can't reach it. It's right here. That's chapter 24, verses 1 to 42. It talks about the second coming.
Yeah, 二十四章一到四十二节讲所谓主的再来。
And the next from 43 to chapter 25, 30, it talks about four different parables.
四十三到四十四讲到不同的比喻。
And then 25, 31 to 46.It talks about the judgment.
然后从二十五章一到三十讲的不同的一到四十六节讲的不同的。
When you look at the bottom on the left, signs of the Lord's second coming, the first column.
Okay, 当你看到第一栏是吧？第一栏最下面那个讲到主再来的预兆。
So the disciple asked Jesus about the second coming, the signs of second coming.
因为门徒们问耶稣有关于末世再来的问题。
And when you look at the bottom,
你看到最下面那一行
Jesus is talking about beware, be prepared about the second coming.
耶稣跟他说你们要警醒这个日子。
And you look at the parables difference, whoops, parables, and then you see the first one is be watchful.
你看到不同的比喻，第一个
be watchful, 警醒，
要警醒。
And The topic is a thief in the night. Jesus is like a thief in the night coming.
就像半夜来的贼一样。
And you look at the parables, watchful, responsible, ready, productive.
再看这个第二栏，这里讲的说忠心和不忠心的仆人。
And the last one is accountable. Accountable, the last one on the left right there.And then today's passage is the middle one, chapter 25, 1 through 14.
Oh, okay. 那我们今天要讲的是中间那一段，就是二十五一到十三讲的十个童女那一段。
It says, "Be ready."
这边你看到那人讲，就说主要是讲到要准备就绪 ，be ready， 准备就绪。
How to be watchful?
怎么样？如何能够警醒呢
？Be prepared.
然后要做好准备。
At the beginning of chapter 24, the disciple asked Jesus in verse 3.
所以在二十四章的开头的时候，在第三节的时候，门徒来问耶稣有关于末世的事情。
What will be the signs of your coming and the end of the age?
在末世你再来的时候会有什么预兆呢？
Jesus began telling the disciple the events that would happen before his second coming.
所以耶稣就开始跟他们讲说，我再来之前会有什么什么什么预兆。
He made three startling warnings, one after another.
然后一连的，他开有了三个，给他们一个三个警告。
In verse 42, Jesus says, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come."
所以在四十二节，他说。 所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来。
In verse 44, Jesus says,
44节,
So you must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
所以你们要警醒，在想不到的日子，不知道人子何时会来。
In verse 50, Jesus says,
第五十节,
The master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at the hours he is not aware of.
在想不到的日子，不知人子何时到临，那仆人的主人要来。Sorry.
Then Jesus began telling the disciples the parables of the 10 virgins.
然后耶稣就开始跟他们讲所谓有关十个童女的故事，寓言、比喻。
There are at least 10 key observations about the 10 virgins.
有关这个十个童女的比喻的话，我们大概也可以观察出有个十点，重要的十点。
Let's look at them.
我们来一一的看一下。
The first one.
一个。
All 10 of them called virgins.
十个人都被称为童女。
The second one, together as a group, they are together as a group.
他们是属于同一个团队的。
The third.They have the same goal or mission.
他们有同一个目标。
The fourth one, each virgin carry a lamb.
每一个人都拿着一个灯。
The fifth one, five virgins were foolish, five were wise.
五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
Number six, the first virgin did not take oils, and the wise virgin carried extra oils.
说愚拙的不预备油。聪明的预备了油在灯器皿里。
Number seven,
第七项,
all became drowsy and fell asleep.
然后十个人都打瞌睡，然后就睡着了。
Number eight, when the bridegroom was coming, the foolish virgins' lamps were going out.
然后当新郎来的时候，愚拙的童女的灯就没有油了。
Number nine, when the bridegroom arrived, the wise virgin went in with the bridegroom to the wedding banquet.
当新郎来到的时候，这个聪明的童女就跟这个新郎一起去坐席了。
When the foolish virgins arrived later, the bridegroom said he did not know them and did not open the door for them.
所以当这个愚拙的童女加了油回来以后，新郎就说：“哎，我不认识你们，没有给他们开门。”
There are similarities and differences among the 10 virgins.
这十个童女里面有相同点，也有异同点。
First, let's look at the similarities.
我们现在看见他们所谓的相同的地方。
Verse 1.
第一个。
Verse 1, 第一节。At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
在这个天国的时候，就像十个童女，然后他们各有一个灯，然后出去迎接新郎。
In this verse, immediately we can identify four things that are common among the 10 virgins.
从这一节我们可以马上就看出有四点。
The first one is they are all co-virgins in verse
1. 第一个，他们都被称为童女。
The second one is together as a group.
然后他们是同一个团队的。
Association, they are together, going have the same goal. The number three.
同样一个目标，第三点，同样一个目标。
Each virgin carry a lamb.
每个都拿了一个灯。
In verse 5,
然后第五节他们都打。
While the bridegroom was delaying, they all became physically drowsy and fell asleep.
当这个新郎还没有来的时候，延迟的时候，他们都打瞌睡了，然后都睡着了。
These are five points that are common and similar.
这就是他们相同之处。
Among the virgins.
Next,
let's look at the differences.
我们再来看一下他们的不同的地方。
There are five of them.
也有五个不同的地方。
In verses 2 and 4, we can, 2 to 4, we can find two items that differentiate the virgins.
然后二到四节我们看到有两样不同的。
First one, five virgins, they were identified as foolish.And five, the other five identify as wise.
有五个被称为是聪明的，五个是被称为愚拙的。
Number two.
第二个。
The five foolish virgins did not take oil with them, and the wise virgins were prepared and took extra oil.
五个是聪明的，他又准备油。
As a result of not being prepared with the extra oil, the five virgins reap the consequences of not being prepared for the bridegroom.
因为他们没有这个准备这个失误，所以他必须要面对。 这个当去迎接新郎的时候油没有了，不够。
Next, the other three differences.
另外三个不同的点。
The third one, for the foolish virgin, the lamps were going out.
这个愚拙的童女，他们的灯就不够了，没了，油不够，没了。
For the wise virgin, the lamps are still burning bright.
那个五个聪明的童女，他们的油还在那边点着。
Number four.
第四点,
while the foolish virgin, they were going out and buy oil.
当这个油不够的这个五个所谓的愚拙的童女出去买油的时候,
but on the other hand, the wise virgin joined the wedding banquet.
另外那个油很够，然后很聪明的童女，他们就跟新郎同去坐席了。
Later, number five, when the foolish virgins also came.
过后呢，这个五个
The bridegroom did not open the door for them.
那这个时候新郎就说没有给他们开门。So
the foolish virgins was outside.
所以这个愚拙的童女就被关在门外。The
wise virgins are inside kingdom of heaven.
聪明的童女他们是在里面坐席。So
when you look at this,
我们再看一下这个图。
10 different points.
十个点。
Five of them similar. Among the
virgins.
Five of them difference between the wise virgin and the foolish virgins.
五个是这两个不同的五个童女之间的五个童女跟五个童女之间不同的相异之处.
But there's one big point.
这有一个很关键性的.
What is that big point?
这个关键点是什么呢?
The foolish virgins were called foolish for one reason only.
然后这些五个童女为什么被称为愚拙呢？是因为只有一个理由。
Because they are foolish.
就是他们就很笨，就是愚拙。The
five foolish virgins were shut out of the kingdom of heaven was not because of physically not keeping watch.
那这个五个童女，愚拙的童女被关在天国之外，并不是因为他们身体上有什么缺陷。
In verse 5, it says all 10 virgins became drowsy and fell asleep. The five foolish virgins were left behind because they were not prepared.
那这个五个童女为什么被关在门外呢？是因为他们没有预备好。
That is mentally not prepared.
就是他们心理上他们没有预备好。Foolish
means mentally and spiritually impaired.
这里所谓的愚拙，就是你心态或者是你的灵命上是有问题的。
In verse 12.
然后第十二节。
In verse 12, the Lord replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you."
这里新郎也是耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
This is another key statement that proves that foolish virgins are not true believers in Christ.
我这一点就证明这所谓的五个愚拙的童女，他们并不是基督耶稣的真的信徒。Besides
the meaning of the word foolish,
除了这个所谓的愚拙的意义之外,
there are additional three evidences that proves the same point.
还有三点能够证明他们不是一个真的基督徒。The
first one, in the New Testament,
在新约里面,
there are only three verses that record the phrase, "I do not know you."
有三处是讲到说主耶稣说我不认识你们。
In Matthew 7:23,
所谓的马太福音7:23,
Luke 13:25,
路加福音13:25,
Matthew 25:12,
马太福音25:10-12节,
this is the passage that we're reading.
讲到说耶稣说我不认识你。
All these verses were spoken by Jesus related to the end times.
所以这里都是耶稣，当耶稣提到所谓世界末日的时候讲出来的。
Jesus is essentially prophesizing that when he returns, many professing Christians will hear him saying to them, I do not know you.
所以意思就是说，当这耶稣再来的时候，会有很多所谓自称为基督徒的人，耶稣会说，我不认识你们。
The second in the book of Revelation,
在这个启示录，
it mentioned the book of life multiple times.
他提到很多次提到所谓的生命册。
Revelation 20, chapter 20, 15, verse 15.
启示录二十章十五节讲到。
Anyone whose name is not found written in the book of life was thrown in the lake of fire.
若有人名字没有在记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
In Revelation 21:27.
然后启示录二十一章二十七节讲。
Nothing impure will ever enter it.Nor will anyone who does this is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose name are written in the Lamb Book of Life.
凡不洁净的，并那行憎恶与虚谎之事的，总不得进入那城。只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进入。
This passage is mentioned only those whose name are written in the book of life will be saved and enter the kingdom of heaven.
这些经文告诉我们，只有名字写在生命册的才能够进到天国。
This proves that the foolish virgins' name are not written in the book of life because the Lord does not know them by name.
所以就证明，因为耶稣讲说我不认识你们，所以我们证明说这五个愚拙的童女，他们的名字没有被写在生命册上。
The third point is John chapter 10.
然后第三样是所谓的约翰福音
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10, 约翰福音第十章。
Jesus says he is a good shepherd in verses 3 and 4.
第三节耶稣说我是好牧人。
In verses 3 and 4, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and lead them out. Verse 4,When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
讲到说耶稣，他的羊会听到他的声音，然后耶稣也要在前面带领他们。
Not only does the sheep listen to the shepherd's voice and follow him.
不但这个羊要听到这个牧者的声音，而且要跟随他。
The shepherd knows the sheep and calls them by name.
而且这个 牧羊的人，他知道每个羊的名字，按他们的名字来呼叫他们。
In John 10, Jesus is not only the good shepherd, but also the door of the sheep.
所以在约翰福音十章，这边约翰耶稣不但是好牧人，而且是这个
羊的门。
Brothers
and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
In order for us to be ready for the kingdom of heaven.We must be a genuine believer in Christ.
我们如果要成为耶稣的真的信徒的话，我们必须要，我们要进天国的话，一定要成为耶稣真的信徒。
It is not just physically coming to the church, to church on Sunday, doing Bible study, or even serving in ministry.
并不只是来教会住个礼拜，甚至在教会服事就够的。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17,
在哥林多后书五章第十节。
17节 Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是已过，都成为新人了。
Becoming believer in Christ is not just adding something to what you already have.
所以成为一个真的耶稣的信徒，不是只在你旧有的事情再加些新的东西上来。
It is a transformation of life.
这是一个一个整个的一个更新。对。
By adding more church activities into your old self is not going to cut it.
不是在你这个老我的这个上面再加一些所谓的新的事情，就变成一个有一个所谓的更新的人。
God can change your life and transform your life into new creation in Christ Jesus.
神可以在耶稣里面让你能够变为一个新造的人。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, once you have confessed your sin, and genuinely surrender your life to Jesus, you will definitely be different.
靠着圣灵，你如果能够认罪悔改，你就可以在耶稣底里面有一个重新的生命。
You will think differently.
你的想法都不会不一样。
God will give you the desire to change.
神会给你这个想要改变、想要重新得新生的这种一种。
He will change your life.
他会改变你的生命。
Will you surrender your pride and ego and let Christ change your life?
你愿意把你的骄傲、把你的自我，献给耶稣吗？
Say yes to Jesus if you feel the Holy Spirit.
如果你觉得圣灵在感动你的话，你可以跟耶稣说：“是主，我愿意降服在你面前。”
At the end of the parables, Jesus gave the warning in verse 13.
所以在最后这个十三章二十五章十三节的时候，耶稣给了一个警告。
Therefore, keep watch because you do not know the day or the hour.
就是你们要警醒，因为我们不知道，你们不知道那日子，不知道那个时辰。
Dear brothers and sisters, will you make changes in your lives?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你愿意在你生命中有所改变吗
？Knowing that the Lord Jesus could come at any day, any hours, will you prioritize your work?
知道耶稣随时会到，你愿意把你的生命的次序能够重新更新吗
？Prioritize your goals differently.
把你的所谓的人生的目标重新再排定一个次序吗
？Jesus once warned his disciples to be spiritually alert at the same time, at the time when he was with them.
耶稣还在与门徒在的时候，就已经告诉门徒们说你们要警醒。
Today.The same warning is even more urgent and applicable to us than in Jesus' time.
对今天来说，对我们来说，要比当时的时代这个警告更为迫切。
With the moral decay in the past few decades here in America and also abroad.
过去几十年，我们看到不但是美国，而且全世界这个道德的沦丧。
The time of Jesus' return has come even closer.
耶稣再来的日子是更加的临近了，更加的近了。
In certain part of the world, Christians are being persecuted.
在世界某些地方，这个基督徒是要被逼迫的。
But in America,
在美国呢
，we Christians are being ridiculed or even pushed around to keep our faith private.
我们很多基督徒是被人家所嘲笑的，被人家排挤的。甚至到一个地步，我们必须在私底下来做崇拜。
That is to keep our moral value inside our home or keep quiet.
然后就是说，我们所谓的我们的道德观，我们只能关起门来，或者是根本就是闭口不言。
A little over 5 years ago.
大概五年以前。
I was about planning to retire.
我已经准备说我要退休了。
And I was around 57 years old.
我大概那个时候大概五十七岁。
I knew that by 59 and a half, I could take my IRA out and not being penalized.
我知道到了59岁，我可以把我的退休基金拿出来，而且不会被罚款。
My wife and I kind of calculate what we have.
我跟我太太就算算我们有多少财产呢
？So, not because I'm going to laugh at the money that I have or smile at.
Okay.
Not because I wanted to see how much I have.
并不是因为我很有钱，看哇，一看到这么多钱就很高兴。
I want to see if I retire at 59 and a half, how long the money would take me.
我看看我的钱能够维持我多久。我如果59岁半退休的话，我的钱能够维持我多久
？One of the factors is how much tax that I was going to pay.
另外就是我要付多少税呢？
I've been a CPA for over 20 years.
Yeah, 他自己就是本身就是会计师的。
So I kind of calculated 59 and a half, and also majority of the money that we have is in 401k and IRA.
因为他所有的基金，大概退休基金主要是美国的所谓退休基金叫 401k， 或者是退休基金叫做所谓的 IRA。
If I retire early,
我早点退休呢？
I'm not going to get the Social Security money until like 62 or 65 or 66.
Yeah, 我大概等到65岁才能拿到所谓的社会基金。
I'm going to have to take money out of my IRA.
我很可能就是必须要从我的自己的退休金里面拿钱出
来。One of the things that I know is I have to pay both federal and state tax.
我知道我一定要配联邦税还有州政府税。
About the same time, like 5 or 6 years ago, something actually happening in California.
Yeah, 但是就在同时，那个就五年之前，同时加州发生了一些事情。
Do you remember Proposition 8?
Proposition 8.
If you don't remember,
八号提案。
If you don't remember or you don't know, that means you were not here or you didn't care.
你或者不在这里，或者你根本就不在意，你都不知道的话。
Well, Proposition 8 would change the definition of marriage, includes everybody.
Okay, 这个八号提案会改变所谓的婚姻法。
At that time, California already approved a civil union.
那个时候，加州已经同意的，不是 about homosexual, 同性恋婚姻。
Civil union give them all the privilege, all the rights of being married.
给同性的伴侣所有的像普通婚姻的一样的所有的法律所有的权利
they specifically want the term marriage include them
特别是他们把这个同性的伴侣他们也可以
for California
变成婚姻的一个名字
if you don't change the definition of marriage they got the same privilege and rights as everybody if they changeand just changing the name and change the culture.
Okay, so 这个法律如果是通过的话 change the definition of marriage, right? 就是把
All it changes the definition of marriage does not change their rights at all. They already got all the rights.
Okay, 所以是因为他们已经所有的权利都已经得到了但是他们这个法律所改变就是他们名字上可以称为一个合法的婚姻的伴侣
About 5 or 6 years ago, I was thinking, okay,I'm going to pay taxes in state and federal, but if I don't live in California, the 401k and the IRA, I don't have to pay taxes in California.
那就说，如果是我不住在加州的话，从我的退休金里面 401k 或者 IRA 提款出来的话，不用付所谓的加州税。
So I was thinking about moving out.
所以想到，也许我要从加州搬出去。
Either move to another state which does not have state income tax,
或者是搬到一个没有州税的一个地方，一个州里。
Or move to Hong Kong and China.
或者是干脆搬到香港或者中国大陆。
At that time, I was thinking about retiring, also serving in ministry.
我那时候也想到说，退休以后我要专心的侍奉神。
I have a thought that I was going to make a decision if I were going to stay in California or not.
所以我想，如果我要留在加州的话，我要做一个很大的决定。
I give myself 5 years.
给我自己五年的时间。
5 years has come and gone.
五年来了，五年去了。
The reason, the only reason that I would stay in California, I thought, was if God gave me a ministry here that I have a reason to stay behind, then I would stay here.
我唯一要留在加州的一个原因就是神若给我一个使命让我有理由要留在这里我才会留下来
So my wife and I went to Hong Kong and China a few years ago and looked for places to live
所以我太太跟我就在几年前就到香港到大陆去看想要找一个我们退休的地方去住
5 years later not only California have passed the lawBut also the whole country is approving gay marriage.
然后五年以后，不但加州通过了所谓同性恋的婚姻法，这个整个的国家也都很多地方都。
There's no big reason I moved.
国家都通过了。
There's no big reason I moved to Texas just to save money.
没有让什么理由说，只是为了省点税钱就搬的道理。
I must know there's a reason I want to stay in the United States.
我必须要知道我为什么还要留在美国的原因，不是为了一些税的问题。
It's been 5 or 6 years now.
现在已经有五六年了。
I'm still looking for that reason.
现在我还在找那个理由。
I'm extending the time to look at it because I'm not convinced that God wants me to stay here.
我还有一些怀疑，说神到底要不要我留在这里。
Am I serving God just to earn my salvation?
我是不是只是为了我的自己的救赎而侍奉神呢？
No, I want to have a change.
不是的，我是为了要有一个新的改变。
Let's look at a passage in Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看一下以弗所书第二章。
Verses 8 to 10 is not up there. You're going to look, find it.
第二章 8到10节
We're going to look at a very familiar passage.
我们看到是一个大家都很熟悉的经文。
Verses 8 to 9 For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of a result of work, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是靠着恩典，借着信心，这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的；这也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
This I know, I've been saved by God.
因为这个是我知道我是被神所救赎的。
In Jesus Christ, not because of the work that I do.
是因为耶稣基督的恩典，不是因为我做的工。
But in verse 10, let's look at it.
第十节。
For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
我们原是神所做成的，是在基督耶稣里创造的，为的是要我们行各样的善事，就是神预先所安排的。
God has already prepared work for me in front of me.
神已经在我面前在我面前摆上他给我所预备的事情。
This is what I'm going after.
这个就是我所要追求的。
I want to find out what has God has prepared for me.
我要知道神给我预备了什么事情。
For the past 15 years, I've been going to seminaries.
过去十五年，我一直在或者参加这个
神学院
装备神训练。
I've been serving a church. I've been preparing myself for retirement.
我一边在教会侍奉，一边在准备自己退休以后的生涯。
I'm going to look for God's, what God has already prepared for me.
我在追求说，神到底你给我预备了，已经预备了什么事情
？I hope you do the same.
我希望你也能够如此做。
The time of Christ's return has come closer than ever before.
基督耶稣再来已经是迫切了，比任何时间都要迫切了。
With Matthew 24 as the backdrop.And Jesus' prophecy in mind.
所以我们有了约翰马太福音24章25章作为一个背景。
Are you prepared for the Lord's return?
你对神的再来，你准备好了吗？
Jesus says, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hours."
耶稣说，你们要警醒，因为不知道那日子，不知道那时辰。
In 2 Corinthians 4:18.So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
In light of today's passages,
我们今天的经文。
Not just the Matthew 25, but also that you just read.
Yeah, 不只是马太福音二十四、二十五，而且是我们所有念过的经文。
Are you complacent about what you do and what you are? Are you complacent about what you do or what you have?
你对你自己的所做的或者所有的，你觉得满意吗？
No, it's not.
满意吗？不满意吗？满意还是不满意？
不单只是满意，是。you feel satisfied, or are you not? You're pursuing something.
你对我你已经有的，或者是觉得很满意的吗
？In light of today's passages and the 10 virgins.
我们看到今天所讲的这些经文，还有我们所谓的这十个童女的这个比喻。
If you are complacent of what you are.
如果你觉得你所得的已经很够了
，and what you are doing，
你所做的一切也都很好。
Are you being wise or are you being foolish?
你觉得你是聪明的呢，还是那个愚拙的呢？
Let's pray.